Próbny egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego z nową erą. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 4. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
Is that white tea, Jenny?
Yes, it's my favourite, with lemon.
Did you use boiling water to make it?
Yes, why?
Actually, the temperature of the water affects the tea's taste and aroma. For example, green tea needs water at about 80 degrees centigrade. For black tea, the perfect temperature is 95 degrees. For red, it's 90, and for white, it's only 70.
I didn't know that. I'll try to remember it, and I won't use boiling water to make white tea anymore.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Is that white tea, Jenny?
Yes, it's my favourite. With lemon.
Did you use boiling water to make it?
Yes, why?
Actually, the temperature of the water affects the tea's taste and aroma. For example, green tea needs water at about 80 degrees centigrade. For black tea, the perfect temperature is 95 degrees. For red, it's 90, and for white, it's only 70.
I didn't know that. I'll try to remember it. And I won't use boiling water to make white tea anymore.
Tekst drugi.
Daddy, did you go to the station to pick Mary up?
Yes, the train from Krakow, where she spent the weekend, was late, but we managed to get to school on time, so she is writing her exam now.
Will you drive me to my English class?
Of course. Your teacher asked if it can start 30 minutes later today, so we still have some time. Why don't we try Mum's chocolate cake? It's in the oven.
Okay, let's go to the kitchen and have a piece. Have we got any milk?
I think so. Check the fridge.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Daddy, did you go to the station to pick Mary up?
Yes, the train from Krakow, where she spent the weekend, was late, but we managed to get to school on time, so she is writing her exam now.
Will you drive me to my English class?
Of course. Your teacher asked if it can start 30 minutes later today, so we still have some time. Why don't we try Mum's chocolate cake? It's in the oven.
Okay, let's go to the kitchen and have a piece. Have we got any milk?
I think so. Check the fridge.
Tekst trzeci.
What exactly happened to Jim? I heard that the ambulance took him to hospital.
Yes, he fell off a ladder and broke his finger.
I heard that he broke his arm.
Arm? Yes, but not yesterday. That was last year. While he was playing in a football match, he fell over.
I was sure that he broke his leg in that match.
No, I saw the accident. I was at the stadium then, and I'm sure it was his arm. He broke his leg in a school race. He was running and fell down. I think it was 3 years ago. Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What exactly happened to Jim? I heard that the ambulance took him to hospital.
Yes, he fell off a ladder and broke his finger.
I heard that he broke his arm.
Arm? Yes, but not yesterday. That was last year. While he was playing in a football match, he fell over.
I was sure that he broke his leg in that match.
No, I saw the accident. I was at the stadium then, and I'm sure it was his arm. He broke his leg in a school race. He was running and fell down. I think it was 3 years ago.
Tekst czwarty.
Wrocław Aquapark is the first water park in the world where people will be able to pay for their tickets using their eyes. Our eye colour is unique, which is why it is used in the specially developed PayEye system. PayEye is perfect, especially for Aquapark clients, because there is no need to have cash, credit cards or mobile phones to pay for the pool, sauna or fitness club. This innovative system is now being tested in restaurants and on buses. Will it be successful? Time will tell.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Wrocław Aquapark is the first water park in the world where people will be able to pay for their tickets using their eyes. Our eye colour is unique, which is why it is used in the specially developed PayEye system. PayEye is perfect, especially for Aquapark clients, because there is no need to have cash, credit cards or mobile phones to pay for the pool, sauna or fitness club. This innovative system is now being tested in restaurants and on buses. Will it be successful? Time will tell.
Tekst piąty.
Tarifa is a city situated in the southernmost part of Spain. It is a paradise for wind and kite surfers. Two types of winds are characteristic for this region, the Levante and the Poniente. The Levante is ideal for beginners because it doesn't make big waves. The Poniente blows from the sea onto the land. It creates waves, but is good for safe sailing and surfing. Local people in Tarifa use the winds to promote their city as the perfect place for water sport lovers.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Tarifa is a city situated in the southernmost part of Spain. It is a paradise for wind and kite surfers. Two types of winds are characteristic for this region, the Levante and the Poniente. The Levante is ideal for beginners because it doesn't make big waves. The Poniente blows from the sea onto the land. It creates waves, but is good for safe sailing and surfing. Local people in Tarifa use the winds to promote their city as the perfect place for water sport lovers.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Wypowiedź pierwsza. It's not my cup of tea is a phrase which we use to talk about things we do not like. For example, for me preparing meals is not my cup of tea. That means that I am not interested in this activity. If I use it to talk about cleaning my room, it means that I get bored when I do it.
Thank you.
Wypowiedź druga.
First, our English teacher gave us some examples of housework using the phrase, it's my cup of tea. We also found out that it was first used in the 19th century and it meant something we like. Then she explained that at present we mainly use the negative form to talk about things we do not like or enjoy.
Wypowiedź trzecia. Last year, in an English lesson, we read a story about a man who didn't like his cousin. When he talked about him, he used the phrase, he isn't my cup of tea. I remember that I was shocked because I knew that we can use this expression to talk about things we don't like. Wypowiedź czwarta.
Don't be surprised, but I'm always happy to make a cup of tea. It is very easy. First, I boil some water and put some tea leaves into a cup. Next, I pour hot water into it and wait 3 minutes. Finally, I take the leaves out and add some sugar. And that's it. My cup of tea is ready. And it is so good.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza. It's not my cup of tea is a phrase which we use to talk about things we do not like. For example, for me preparing meals is not my cup of tea. That means that I am not interested in this activity. If I use it to talk about cleaning my room, it means that I get bored when I do it. Wypowiedź druga.
First, our English teacher gave us some examples of housework using the phrase, it's my cup of tea. We also found out that it was first used in the 19th century and it meant something we like. Then she explained that at present we mainly use the negative form to talk about things we do not like or enjoy.
Wypowiedź trzecia. Last year, in an English lesson, we read a story about a man who didn't like his cousin. When he talked about him, he used the phrase, he isn't my cup of tea. I remember that I was shocked because I knew that we can use this expression to talk about things we don't like. Wypowiedź czwarta.
Don't be surprised, but I'm always happy to make a cup of tea. It is very easy. First, I boil some water and put some tea leaves into a cup. Next, I pour hot water into it and wait 3 minutes. Finally, I take the leaves out and add some sugar. And that's it. My cup of tea is ready. And it is so good.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
There are a lot of bridges in Poland which are worth seeing, but we haven't got any with a glass floor. One such bridge was built in China and became famous because of a serious accident which happened on it. Bridges sometimes break because they are really old or nobody uses them or takes care of them. But this time, high winds blowing at 150 km/h damaged some of the bridge's glass panels, and it all happened while a tourist was walking across it. Try to imagine how he felt holding on to the side of the bridge and seeing the mountains 260 meters below his feet. It took firefighters and the police 30 minutes to rescue the man. Finally, an ambulance took him to hospital, where he was given medical assistance. The accident started an online discussion. Are glass bridges really safe?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
There are a lot of bridges in Poland which are worth seeing, but we haven't got any with a glass floor. One such bridge was built in China and became famous because of a serious accident which happened on it. Bridges sometimes break because they are really old or nobody uses them or takes care of them. But this time, high winds blowing at 150 kilometers per hour damaged some of the bridge's glass panels, and it all happened while a tourist was walking across it. Try to imagine how he felt holding on to the side of the bridge and seeing the mountains 260 meters below his feet. It took firefighters and the police 30 minutes to rescue the man. Finally, an ambulance took him to hospital, where he was given medical assistance. The accident started an online discussion. Are glass bridges really safe?
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Where would you like to stay?
Wypowiedź druga. How are you going to get there? Wypowiedź trzecia.
Is this your suitcase, Jim?
Wypowiedź czwarta. How much is the train ticket to London? Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź pierwsza.
Where would you like to stay?
Wypowiedź druga. How are you going to get there? Wypowiedź trzecia.
Is this your suitcase, Jim?
Wypowiedź czwarta. How much is the train ticket to London?
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.